Hello there. Welcome to today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today was written by Marvin Williams, and he titled it Waiting in Hope. In the movie Hachi, A Dog's Tale, a college professor befriended a stray Akita puppy named Hachi. The dog expressed his loyalty by waiting at a train station each day for the professor to return from work. One day, the professor suffered a fatal stroke. Hachi waited hours at the train station, and for the next 10 years, he returned each day, awaiting his loving master. Luke chapter 2 tells the story of a man named Simeon who patiently waited for the coming of his master. In verse 26, the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he saw the Messiah. As a result, Simeon kept waiting for the one who would provide salvation for God's people. When Mary and Joseph entered the temple with Jesus in verse 28, the Holy Spirit whispered to Simeon that he was the one. The wait was finally over. Simeon held Christ in his arms, the hope, salvation, and comfort for all people. If we find ourselves in a season of waiting, may we hear the words of the prophet in Isaiah chapter 40 with fresh ears. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. As we await Jesus' return, He provides the hope and strength we need for each new day. Now let's get some hope and strength from God's Word. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 through 35. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Now, would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, our hope as believers rests in nothing but you. And thank you for giving us the scriptures to help us grow and to know you better. And as we await the day of your return, Jesus, help us to keep on doing the work that you have called us to do, so that when we stand before your judgment seat, you may say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.